Previously on Two Up and Overloaded. It was the rainstorm of the century. And because we were crossing the hot tropical Sultanate of Brunei, I had the great idea of not wearing all my rain gear. And I really regretted it. But after getting warm in a mall and changing out of my wet clothes, we headed back into the rain with rain gear on this time to find a place to spend the night. So the country of Brunei is broken into these two kind of lobes. And we had originally wanted to go through both of the lobes through the more southern route.
So we pulled out of the parking garage and we got back on the road. I had plugged into my offline Google Maps, but somewhere along the line, it had a glitch in it. And we ended up kind of on the wrong path.
Yes, it totally redirected us.
Yes.
And we didn't know it until I was like, wow, there's this really, really big bridge ahead of us. Now, I knew that there was another way to go between the two lobes of Brunei, and that was to take this extremely long bridge. But we wanted to save that for the way coming back. We would have to be backtracking this way. We wanted to go two different ways.
Yeah.
But I see this bridge coming up. I'm like, I think we're going to go on the bridge. And then before we knew it, we were on this bridge.
Yeah. Apparently it was as you knew it, in time. You knew it. We were on the bridge. Just as you suspected, we were on the bridge. But, I mean, it was raining. There wasn't going to be that much of a sightseeing day regardless. And the bridge was kind of cool.
The bridge was really cool. This bridge has a very long name. It's called the Sultan Haji Omar Ali Saifuddin Bridge. And it connects those two parts of Brunei by going pretty much over the ocean. This is the longest bridge in Southeast Asia at 30 kilometers or 19 miles long.
And it's got the longest name of all the bridges, too. It spans all the letters of the alphabet. So we found ourselves on it, and it was really pretty, and it was kind of mystical, you know? I mean, it was raining. We figured we would take the same bridge on the way back, and hopefully it would be sunnier.
And riding through the rain on this bridge makes it a little bit more scary, because you have these ominous clouds all around you, but also you have the rain making the road slick and the wind. And you're really vulnerable out there, kind of hovering over the ocean on this narrow bridge. You feel the elements all around you.
Yeah.
After the bridge, we went through a little bit of forest, and then we hit the final border of the day where we were going to be going back into East Malaysia.
So we're going up to the top. Sabah.
This is true. We got another 90 days.
Yes.
We did the first leg of Brunei with 89 days to spare. Yeah.
And we ended that day in a quirky, fun little hotel, and I was finally able to get super warm and dry. All right, so we found a hotel. We didn't book it ahead of time, so we're very happy that we were able to find some vacancy here in the tiny town of Limbang, which is between the two lobes of Brunei. So if there were no hotel rooms here, we would have really been screwed. But we found this place.
We utilized all of the hooks in that place.
Yeah, everything was soaked.
It was, I was dripping wet.
We are tired. I'm very happy to be dry because I was not dry pretty much all day today, but we're drying everything out, as you can see, using all the available hooks that they have. And hopefully some stuff will be dry by tomorrow morning and we head back through the other part of Brunei, back into Malaysia again. It's craziness. Our boots smelled.
The bathroom was like 6 feet up. You had to climb up there.
It was a good 2 feet.
It was a good 2 feet.
High. Yeah. Off the ground.
And I'm old now, though, folks. I got stuff in my ears and my knees are going on me. Like, I don't. When I got to use the bathroom in the middle of the night, I don't want to, pole vault, you know? But we had it. It was a one-night-only type of motel, and it was nice, and we just needed to dry some stuff off and get a good night's sleep.
I often say that whenever I start a journey, there's always a major obstacle I have to get over right at the beginning. The rain had already given us enough problems. But as we went to bed that night, nice and warm and dry, little did we know that all that water that we had ridden through wasn't finished making our lives difficult. Good morning, everyone. So we have some not so great news today.
Hey everyone, nice to have you here. We are Tim
and Marissa Notier.
I ride in the front
and I'm in the rear.
We travel the world and we pack too much gear.
Oh, all the places we'll go.
Through rain and through sleet and through mud and through snow.
Oh, all the things we'll see.
We've been to a country or two.
Or three. Oh, all the fun we've had.
You have you along would make us real glad.
So give us a like and hit subscribe to join us along our epic ride. Because of the rains yesterday, now Tim's phone that he uses as a GPS is not charging anymore. We had it in a waterproof case, but apparently it was not waterproof enough. So it was like an iPhone 6. Oh my God, I'm already talking about it in past tense. This is really bad. And the case, you know, usually works really well, but I guess some water got in yesterday and now it's not charging. So that's not good.
But my phone had not charged the night before. It was only at like 30%, which is danger zone. Yeah. That's our only way of navigating.
Tim and I have before experimented with me trying to kind of help him navigate. It's pretty bad. We have not been very successful with that. So he does have another phone, but he doesn't want to use it in the rain. And it looks like it's going to rain today, once again, all throughout the day. So I'm not sure exactly what we're gonna do, but we're gonna try to head on. There shouldn't be too many crazy different roads. So hopefully we can find our way.
But the phone issue was scaring me because I couldn't get the phone to charge. And we've tried in the past to have Marissa be the co-pilot, the navigator. We'd never be good as like rally riders. She'd be like, no. Left, and I'd go left, but I mean right.
It is so bad.
It's almost ended in divorce.
Yes.
Yes. So yeah, we really needed to get the phone fixed.
Yes. This was concern number one. So, we'll be heading there, maybe in circles, who knows, but we're packing up now, and then we'll get on the road.
So it's just my old, it's like an iPhone 7, I think, that's mm-hmm. in, it's a waterproof case, and it's really nice and it's real good. And again, it's only for GPS purposes. I just think it's better than a dedicated GPS, because it has secondary functions, like you can use it to go online and surf the web, and you can use it to make phone calls. It's a phone, right? We all know how phones are. So it's just better than a dedicated Garmin, in my opinion. Just in our experience, we really like to have an older phone that we can just get beat up. If somebody steals it, it's totally replaceable. But it had so much rain just pouring down on us that
the little charging port, it must have gotten in there.
Yeah. So we really, the priority number one was trying to get that phone fixed, because that's our, you know, our window to the world.
So we were in the town of Limbang, and we wanted to get across that second little lobe of Brunei to the town of Lawas. I'm all geared up in my rain gear, and it is very hot. But still, I hope for no rain. That would be wonderful. And there in Laos, we were hoping that we would be able to find someone who could fix Tim's phone.
I don't know which way I'm going.
Thank you. thankfully, the borders that day were a breeze. It's a lot of borders that you have to go through, cross into Brunei, and then pretty much immediately cross out of Brunei back into East Malaysia. And each time you have to get stamped, each time you have to show your passport.
And just, you know, a whole row of cars that you're behind, and, you know, smoky trucks that you're breathing in, but...
That's true.
Yeah.
But it was pretty easy. And, of course, it didn't rain that day, even though we were fully in our rain gear, just
totally prepared.
Sweltering.
Totally prepared, just sitting there, stewing in our own sweat.
It looks like it could have rained at any second,
indeed.
But it didn't.
But we finally got through and we got to that little quaint town.
Yes, Lawas.
Yeah.
All right, so we just got a hotel room for the night. A little bit of a short day, but I think we needed it, especially after yesterday. And now we are going to walk around and see if we can find a phone repair store and see what they say about Tim's phone that he uses as a GPS that will not charge anymore.
And what's nice about Southeast Asia is that there's a lot of these little, like, electronic stalls and stuff, and everybody's very crafty. There's no Apple stores, right? But there's people who know how to fix Apple products, and they don't charge you $300 to fix a little diode, you know? Diode. So we were hoping we'd find somebody with the right expertise to do so.
So one of the other problems that we were having is our backpack, which basically had all of our luggage, was slipping to the side. There weren't a lot of connection points to strap it down well. It was on a very, very small little ledge that it was being supported by, and we just knew that this could be really bad if it slipped all the way over.
So my iPhone had completely died, but we did find a little phone stall, and the guy seemed fairly optimistic that he could get it working again, and he said that in 3 hours would be a final verdict if he succeeded or not.
Yay! People at this store are going to try to fix the phone for the next 3 hours. The guy is already getting hard at work at it, as you can see behind me. And so we're going to just hang out for 3 hours and then come back and keep our fingers crossed and hope for the best. Thank you. Bye.
So we gave him the phone and best wishes, and we went out to do another task. The back bag was really tipsy-daisy. So...
I think that's the technical term.
Yes. But there's all these DIY, these do-it-yourself, like, hardware stores.
They're called Mr. DIY.
They're Mr. DIY. They're my kind of store. I love them. I really like to craft things out of...
Yeah, you're crafty.
Yeah.
Out of whatever.
Yeah. So this time we're on the hunt for something that I can make something out of.
Most of the things Tim creates is made out of super glue and JB Weld and zip ties.
This is true.
But this time I was hoping there'd be something else.
Yeah. Make a little side brace, because right now the rack that's on the KTM is so small that the bag kind of droops. So figuring with this and enough zip ties, I can... Wider is better.
Yes. I like it. I'm excited about this idea because I do worry about the bag just kind of, it slides to one side. It just doesn't have a lot of attachment points and it doesn't have a lot to support it. So I think with Tim's ingenuity, we can hopefully solve this problem.
And I knew we weren't going to get as good as back on our 1190 back in Florida now. Mm-hmm. We had the dynamic rear rack with the pillion seat.
It is so comfortable and adjustable for me. I love that rack.
I knew I wasn't going to find a dynamic rack here.
Unfortunately,
yeah, no. In East Malaysia. But we were hunting down just about anything that had to be light. It had to have things to strap other things to. And it had to make the rear of the bike wider.
Yes. And you found the perfect thing.
Yeah, a little shoe rack.
Yes.
Had potential.
I mean, I look at this stuff and I have no idea how it could ever work. I'm like, yeah, that seems like it could be something. But then what do I do? But Tim has, like... the knowledge to be able to create something out of that. And that is very impressive to me.
Bam.
And Tim was able to incorporate so many zip ties.
I was.
And in the pure essence of his love for zip ties, he didn't cut off any of the extra bit. This is the art
That's
of Tim.
Security, right there.
Security.
Look at that. Like catfish. We call this bike the catfish.
The catfish. We should call it Koi.
All right.
Because it's orange. Oh. I just came up with a name, Koi. It's orange, it's a fish.
Our little crappy Bajaj, it's the real McCoy.
It's the real McCoy.
Bam.
I love it. It's the real McCoy. All right. And then we decided, hey, this is the perfect name for the motorcycle.
It's KTM Orange.
Yep.
It's got catfish whiskers.
It's a koi fish.
It's a koi fish, folks. So it has been blessed. The real McCoy.
The real McCoy.
And and it finally had a rear rack to be proud of.
Yes.
Yeah. I cut another piece of wood that was a little bit thicker to try to get rid of some of the gangster tilt when we parked it.
Oh, yeah.
So everything was wrapping up nicely.
Now we just needed the phone.
We just needed the phone. And we got a message on the other phone that it was ready.
Yes. So, it didn't say in what state.
No, it just said you can come back now.
Yes. Good job, Tim.
Amen.
So we got back there, and lo and behold, they had fixed it. They had taken the whole thing apart, put it on the operating table, and stuck in new organs.
Yep, this is precisely how iPhones work. And they gave us the old dangly, bangly, burnt, fried part.
Yeah, for us to admire how damaged we had gotten it.
But I was super stoked. And in the States, this would have been at least a minimum, like $250 repair.
Yeah.
It would have taken, you know, a week, rah-rah. And I think it was like $20. And we have the phone still to this day. It's working strong. They gave us a month money-back guarantee. And I was like, what? Professional?
And so we had the whole afternoon to just explore the town of Lawas, which is a really pretty town. Right on the riverside, there's a river walk, there are markets along there. Yeah. It's just gorgeous. And we celebrated that evening.
Oh, we sure did, buddy.
With some cake.
Some big old cake. And this was like, wow, this cake's so big, we can eat half and then bring the other half home.
No,
you're gluttonous. Again, I am the image of gluttony. And I ate that whole cake and it was delicious.
Next time, we were so happy that we had fixed so many of the issues, such as the crampedness of the bike, the backpack falling to one side, and now the phone. In fact, we naively thought that all of our water problems were solved. But it turns out that all that rain that had fallen in Brunei, it was doing major damage elsewhere. And we were about to stumble upon it.
Bam. But that will all be in the next episode.
So thank you so much for watching this episode. I hope you liked it. If you did, please give us a big thumbs up and hit the subscribe button below.
Ding, ding.
And we'll be seeing you next time. And if Patreon is your thing, you can join for as little as $1 a month and help support us, as well as get some exclusive updates on Patreon. And you get to see our videos like 5 days early, all ad-free. Plus, you can get a postcard sent to you from wherever we are at in the world. And we'll be seeing you next time.
Stay safe, everybody.
Bye.
Peace.